Living Planet. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Living Planet. I'm Irene Quayle. At the United Nations Climate Conference in Montreal, developing nations have launched an initiative to encourage forest preservation in the fight against global warming. Globally, they say, tropical deforestation is the second leading cause of climate change after fossil fuel consumption. Trees have a key role to play because they soak up carbon dioxide. That doesn't mean trees can't be cut down, but forests have to be sustainably managed. Brandenburg, an eastern region of Germany with abundant forests and a depressed economy, is making the most of the wood heating industry. But at the same time, its tree plantations and forest harvesting practices are strictly controlled. So, with the state keen to keep its forests healthy and productive, in the interests of its own economic well-being, the preservation of Brandenburg's forest ecosystems is almost guaranteed. Leah McDonnell reports from Brandenburg.
Man has been burning wood to keep warm for thousands and thousands of years. Today, high-tech heating technologies are replacing logs and twigs in the fireplace with pressed wood pellets and briquettes being burned in state-of-the-art wood furnaces. The result is a renewable and cost-efficient heating alternative to fossil fuels. That's the sound of wood pellets being fed automatically into a furnace. The pellets are made of concentrated dried wood mass with an energy output 5 times that of normal firewood. 2 kilograms of pellets equals 1 liter of heating oil, but they cost half as much per kilowatt hour of heat. Brandenburg, an eastern region of Germany with abundant forests and a depressed economy, is making the most of the wood heating industry.
Yeah. Ja, wo ist das eigentlich?
Das ist in Rangsdorf.
Ach da. Ja, da, wie sieht's heute Nachmittag aus?
Gerhard Weiss is a businessman by trade and pellet promoter by conviction. He sells wood pellets and furnaces, but spends most of his time answering SOS calls from clients unsure of how to use their wood heating systems. He claims the main obstacle keeping pellets from gaining even more popularity is a simple lack of information.
When I first began selling pellets, I realized that the general public had no idea what wood pellets are and confused it with kitty litter or dog food. I'm committed to informing people about wood heating solutions, so I visit trade shows and hold conferences where I exhibit how the new wood heating systems work.
With oil prices on the rise and the price of pellets falling, it's no wonder that more homeowners are switching to wood heating. 1 million new homes are built in Germany each year, and some architects and construction companies are integrating wood furnaces into their designs. High-tech wood furnaces are considerably more expensive than oil or gas ones, but Gerhard Weiss says people are willing to pay the price to avoid being at the mercy of skyrocketing oil prices now or in the future.
Today people are saying, good, I'll pay 3,000 euro more for a wood furnace, but I'll have that money back in savings in 3 years' time. The fact that wood heating is environmentally friendlier than heating with oil or gas is less important. Today people are looking for ways to save money.
Luckily, the rise of the wood heating industry in Brandenburg doesn't endanger its forests or the environment. And while wood burning creates trace CO2 emissions, these are minimal compared to those of fossil fuels. Moreover, Gerhard Weiss feels the forest ecosystem can even profit from the pellet production process.
The pellets are produced from pressed scrap wood and sawdust. No forests are destroyed or trees cut down because we used waste wood, wood that must be cleared away anyway from the forest floor, and use that to make our wood products.
Currently, Brandenburg harvests only 30% of the scrap wood produced by its forests. The abundance of available scrap and waste wood in Brandenburg is also good news for the state's biomass energy plants, which mainly burn wood mass to generate energy. driving through Brandenburg's countryside, the wind turbines on the sides of the roads are a reminder of the hope renewable energies of all kinds hold for an economic turnaround in the region. Biomass Hof Brandenburg is one of the companies that makes up Brandenburg's growing infrastructure of wood solution technologies.
My name is Thorsten May, and I'm managing director from the Biomass Hof Brandenburg GmbH. We produce firewood and sawdust briquettes and these little wooden pellets.
A few years ago, Thorsten May's company was in danger of folding. Now business is booming, with an increase in profits of 50% in this year alone. In addition to his local customers, he has clients in Italy, Switzerland, Poland, Austria, and Spain. But does he feel the return to wood heating is a passing fad, or is the mainstream population really interested?
Very interested, because the prices for the fossil energies are rising up very much, and so everybody who could use wood for heating is changing to wood.
This year, Thorsten's company employed 7 new staff members and plans to employ 3 more in the next. Gerhard Weiss has also experienced tremendous growth in his business recently. With new customers from abroad, he's optimistic about wood heating solutions developing into a significant export product for Brandenburg in the future.
Japan kauft, Korea ist interessiert.
Japan is buying pellets and furnaces, and Korea is interested and is also looking to buy wood heating systems. A delegation from Korea was recently here, and I showed them around and informed them about the new heating techniques. 70% of Korea is covered in forests, but until now they never fully utilized their forest and wood resources, only timber for the furniture industry. But now, with the high oil prices affecting both Japan and Korea, they are looking for cost-effective, simple heating and energy solutions.
With Brandenburg's wood materials industry doing so well, measures are being taken to make sure there will be a continuous and sufficient supply of wood in the future. Gerhard Weiss again.
The market could expand by 30 to 40% in the next years. That wouldn't be a problem because tree plantations of fast-growing trees are now being planted, willow trees that grow to 8 meters in just 4 years and can then be harvested.
In Brandenburg, tree plantations and forest harvesting practices are strictly controlled. With the state's clear incentive to keep its forests healthy and productive for their own economic well-being, the preservation of Brandenburg's forest ecosystems is almost guaranteed. For Deutsche Welle Radio, this is Leah McDonald in Brandenburg.
You can also listen to Living Planet on the internet or download it as a podcast. Our website is dw-world.de/English.